Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Two Balls and a Strike. I'm Bill.
I'm Chris.
And unfortunately, Damien came down with the COVID.
Yeah.
2023, I don't know how that happens.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, it sucks though. But
yeah, it's terrible.
We'll move on without him. He'll be back our next episode, hopefully.
Yeah, but, hopefully.
Yeah. This is our first episode since opening day, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. We got a lot to talk about because the first 2 weeks of the season has been very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Especially an undefeated team still.
I know. But yeah, we got plenty of injuries. We got player extensions. We got call-ups. And we got some players struggling and everything in between. But before we get into all that, you guys can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Instagram. All those links will be in the description of this episode.
Yeah.
All right. First off, I think we got to rattle through all these injuries, huh?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Like I said, I'm probably going to miss a few, but these are the ones that I was able to pick up on. We have Jeffrey Springs dealing with a nerve injury in his throwing arm.
Yeah, he's doing so good, too.
Yeah. I mean, that whole Rays team, obviously.
Yeah, they said a minimum of 2 months.
Okay. I think I saw something up to four. But,
yeah, it's going to be like probably three and a half. But knowing how good the Rays are right now, it's going to be like, 2 weeks, he's be back.
Right. Zach Eflin, also on the Rays. He's dealing with a back injury.
Yeah.
He's been doing pretty well.
Yeah, they called up, what's his name, Taj Bradley, is that his name?
Yeah.
I don't remember how good he did his first. I think he was pretty good.
In his first start?
Yeah, I know he only able to throw like 55, 60 pitches, though.
Let's see if I can pull up his baseball.
Right. Well, he didn't lose the game, so.
He's 1-0. Yeah, he went 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned runs.
Not terrible for a first start, though, honestly.
Yeah. He faced 20 batters, so that's not bad.
No, it's Red Sox, right?
Was it?
I think so.
Yeah, it was. 78 pitches, 52 for strikes. Not the worst.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, so not bad. So, yeah, I mean, we've been saying this for years. The Rays, I don't know what they know about pitching, but they develop it pretty well.
Yeah, I have no idea. Something in the water.
Yeah, so Eflin's out, but I think he'll be back within a week or so.
Yeah.
Tim Anderson out with a knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
We have Corey Seager.
He's out for what, 4 weeks, something like that? Was that what it is?
Is it?
Or I'm thinking of Seager. I think Seager is out 4 weeks.
Yeah, Corey Seager is dealing with a hamstring.
Okay.
Oh, Tim Anderson's out 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, left knee sprain. O'Neal Cruz, broken ankle. He's pretty much done.
Yeah, he should have slid sooner.
I didn't see the play, unfortunately, so I'm not sure.
So, like, he was running to home, like, he was running the home plate, and he slid, like, at the last second, and his, like, knee kind of, like, not knee, like, his foot, like, slid underneath him, and it, like, twisted, kind of. Oh, well, broke. Oh. Okay. Yeah, but he slid too late, and he ran into the catcher. And then I forgot to catch. Was this Zales, the White Sox catcher?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was him, and they started like screaming at him. Well, he started screaming at him, and then that's when the bench is cleared.
Yeah, so he's out at least 4 months. So he underwent surgery already. So that'll put him like August, September.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, right into the Pirates' playoff chances. Right. Hey, they're doing good right now.
Yeah, we'll talk about the standings in a bit.
Better than the awful Cardinals right now.
Yeah. Yoan Moncada dealing with a back injury.
Yeah, he just got put on IL today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what they called up.
Who they bring up.
It's like a former major league player.
Oh, Nick Solak.
That's what it was. They claimed him from Texas. That's right.
Yeah. JT Brubaker and Ian Anderson both underwent Tommy John surgery.
Okay. Did Ian Anderson have Tommy John before? Or I'm thinking of another Braves pitcher.
You might be thinking of a different Braves pitcher.
I probably am.
I think. And then both Adam Duvall, who's having a really good year so far, and Orlando Arcia are dealing with wrist injuries.
Yeah, and Duvall was killing. He was doing so good, too.
Yeah. But yeah, so if you have a shortstop on fantasy baseball, hopefully it's not one of those that are injured. All right, yeah, so the biggest talking point right now of the season is the Tampa Bay Rays starting the season 13-0.
Yeah, it's crazy how they haven't lost a game yet. Yeah, they played against like awful teams the first three series. They played Nationals, I think, first, then they played Oakland, and then they played Boston. But now they're playing
They played Detroit, Washington, Oakland, then Boston.
Yeah, it's all bad teams. Like, still, you still have to win. Like, still not, like, easy to win all those games, too.
Right.
But now they're playing Blue Jays now. They're actually currently losing right now, 2-1.
Yeah, so they got three against the Blue Jays over the weekend, and then they got three against Cincinnati, which probably going to be another three-game win streak.
No, I don't think so. Cincinnati's actually not too bad. They hit a lot of home runs from, like, random players, like Steer and Bosler and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that stadium is a very hitter-friendly park.
Is it in Cincinnati, though, or is it in Tampa? Because actually, it doesn't even matter. They've been hitting, 20 home runs last three games and out of Tampa? It's insane.
It is in Cincinnati, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so, the Rays, they won 4-0, 12-2, 5-1, 6-2, 10-6, 7-2, 9-5, 11-0, 11-0, and then 1-0 against Boston, 7-2, 9-7, 9-3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they've been scoring a lot of runs.
Yeah, they have a plus 71 run differential.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it's – which I think is, like, the most – if I'm – I could be mistaken this quote or this stat, but it's, like, the most – like, the biggest run differential of a 13-game stretch for, like, any team for, like, over, like, 50 years or something like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, looking at the standings, obviously they're 13-0. Yankees are behind them. Yankees and Toronto are both behind them, both 8-5. Minnesota's leading 9-4. The Angels and Rangers are both 7-5, leading the AL West.
That's crazy.
The Braves are 9-4. Milwaukee is 9-4. And the Diamondbacks are leading the NL West 8-5 currently.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I predicted them to do pretty decent this year, so.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are expecting them to
compete.
But it's funny, like, Arizona has a negative 2 run differential. They're in first. The Dodgers have a plus 24. Baseball.
Yeah, right?
Next up on the news cycle, Luis Arraez hits for the cycle. We have our first one already, which is, I believe, the Marlins' first cycle ever.
Yes, first one ever, which is crazy.
Yeah. I thought they would have had one, like, someone would have done it.
They won a World Series twice before they had a cycle.
That's pretty funny. Let me see. How many did we have last year? I thought we had a lot.
I want to say like 6. Yeah, that's a good guess. That's close.
Yeah. Trying to see when the earliest. Oh, Jorge Polanco had one April 5th, 2019. I just want to see like the earliest into the season it was.
Oh, gotcha.
Will Myers, April 10th, 2017. Yeah, that's pretty early into the season.
Yeah, it was early. Plus, he's batting like 550 or whatever.
Yeah. This was
just crazy.
2009, there was a cycle on April 13th, April 15th, and April 17th. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Nah, I don't either. Orlando Hudson, Ian Kinsler, and Jason Kubel.
Wow, what throwback names.
Right?
They're all pretty good, too.
I think Kinsler was the best of the three.
Oh, yeah. Well, Kinsler was the best of the three. Then I want to say Kubel.
Yeah.
And then Orlando Hudson.
Yeah. So that's our first cycle. I'm thinking we get, I mean, with the pitch clock and everything like that, with some of the field dimension changes, I'm thinking we get it four more this year.
Need four more?
Yeah, I think we get a five total, yeah.
Same as last year?
I think so.
I'm gonna go seven.
Damn, total or seven more?
No, seven total. Seven more.
Giants and Logan Webb agree to a 5-year, $90 million extension.
That's good. I like Webb. He's good.
Yeah.
I think he had a rough start the last start, but I like him.
And then this was a surprising one. Ian Happ and the Cubs agreed to a 3-year, $61 million extension.
Good for Ian Happ.
I mean, yeah, for sure.
He would have made that or more on the open market this year anyway, so.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. Was he betting? He's having a good year so far, right? Or no?
One home run, six RBIs, hitting .282.
That's not terrible. It's like, was it 3-year, $61 million extension? It's like $20 million a year almost.
Yeah, he gets a $3 million signing bonus. And then next year and 2025, he gets $20 million, and then 2026, he gets $18 million.
Okay. That's actually pretty expensive now I'm thinking about it.
Right, beforehand. $20 million a year.
That was weird. I don't see $20 million a year for Ian Happ, actually.
Yeah, I mean, looking at his career, he's a career .250 hitter. So, .340 on base percentage. Yeah, it's not. I think it's good because, like, he plays a lot of positions and stuff.
Yeah, sorry, my mic's muted. Yeah, no, he plays, what does he play? Outfield, second? Is it outfield second?
Outfield second. He plays some, he played third base and second base. He played a little first base a few years ago, but that's about it. Okay. But, yeah, he plays like all three outfield positions, which is helpful.
That's true. And he plays them all good, too. Like,
yeah. Speaking of playing different positions, Bryce Harper put out there that he's
a nice segue.
Yeah. wanting to play first base.
I'd be fine to get him on the field quicker. I don't understand why they don't just DH him.
I think when he's fully healthy, he will still be able to DH. But
I mean, like, I don't know, like, they just DH him the rest of the season. Well, the entire season. And just occasionally.
I mean, with Castellanos and Schwarber, I think you still need to DH.
Guess so. But Schwarber, you can put at first. Castellanos, you can put at first.
Yeah.
Castellanos played third base for the Tigers for years.
Yeah, I remember that.
He's probably awful. I don't remember how bad he was defensively, but still can play.
Right. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'd rather have Harper's arm in the outfield.
Oh, well, yeah. But if you keep him at first base, then you don't get that arm.
Right. But at least you get a better first baseman than what they're working with right now.
Who's first base for them right now?
I mean, I don't even know because Derek Hall just got hurt.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's probably like, let me check that. Let's see.
Yeah. I'm trying to see what stats to look up.
Who's playing first base right now? Let's see. All right, pull it up. First base right now is Alec Baum.
Boom, yeah. First.
Which will be fine with him playing first. I guess they didn't want Sosa starting, even though Sosa just hit a home run today. But
oh, and Mundo Sosa, yeah.
Yeah, I would take J.K. out of the lineup, move Schwarber to left field, and start Harper at DH. Then their offense, they would have Stott, who's been .390 leading off, Turner, Harper, Schwarber, Castellanos, Rimuto? Marsh, Rimuto, Bohm, and then Sosa. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
So my prediction can be right still.
Yeah, Castellanos, going back to his fielding, he's been horrible in defensive runs saved.
Okay, that has to be the reason why then.
He posted a 28 last year. Every other year has been a negative. Ooh. And his worst year was in 2017, negative 55.
Oh, how is somebody that bad at fielding? He's fielding now.
He had a 963 fielding percentage. He made 18 errors at third base that year.
What year was this?
2017. He was still with the Tigers. Oh, yeah. That was bad. A 939 fielding percentage at third base, 963 in the outfield. Rough.
Yeah, it's bad.
All right, we got Tyler Wade from Oakland and Vaughn Grissom of Atlanta both called up.
Yep, Vaughn Grissom just hit a two-run double, too.
Perfect. He should have been on opening day roster, but that's just me.
I think he is. It was a one-run double.
Still counts.
Still first at bat of the season.
Yeah. Nomar Mazara signs with Washington.
Yeah.
Minor league contract,
They've been scoring a lot of points. Or points. A lot of runs.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, sorry.
They got... I don't know what they're doing right now, but they have 48 on the season so far.
They just scored... They're winning 3-0 right now. Well, a lot... Sorry, let me phrase that. A lot more than I thought they were going to score.
Yeah. For sure. Trying to see. They didn't score much against the Rays. They've had some. They split a series last weekend against the Rockies, which helps. They've put up some runs.
Leading the team, I think, in RBIs is Alex Call.
Yeah.
9 RBIs.
Yeah. Baltimore options Cole Irvin.
Well, he's been awful, so.
Fair.
That's not a surprise.
And then, I just want to before we get into our players of the week, our second player of the week. This is our first official one recording it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to look at some players who are struggling so far.
All right.
Jeremy Peña hitting .214.
Yeah, he's bad.
Yeah, Amed Rosario. Hitting .196.
I have to say that Amez Rosario just hit a ground rule double.
Oh, all right.
He's doing bad.
Yeah. Kyle Schwarber hitting .208, but is...
He has a lot of home runs, though.
Yeah.
What do you expect from Schwarber, anyway?
Pretty much, yeah. Alex Bregman hitting .192, but he's been better the last week.
Yeah, that you don't expect.
Ke'Bryan Hayes hitting .157.
Yeah, Correa... Hitting what, .210? He just hit a second or fourth home run right now, a third home run just a second ago.
Right. Cedric Mullins, .176.
That's surprising because he's killing in the beginning of the season. Then he just stopped hitting.
Josh Bell hitting .104.
Yeah, well, didn't he have an awful second half last year?
Did he?
I think so. Once he got traded to Houston, right? Was it Houston?
Cleveland. No. Cleveland. No. Padres.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Padres. Yeah, let me check. Let me see.
Yeah, he hit .192 with the Padres.
Yeah, I thought he was bad. .192 with 3 home runs and 14 RBIs in 53 games. That's terrible.
Yeah. Looking at pitchers, Sandy Alcantara has a .579 ERA.
Yeah, but he had that complete game.
No-hitter? Or the complete game, yeah, not a no-hitter. Yeah, so his other two starts have been not the best.
No.
Corbin Burns hasn't looked great.
No, I think he had one good start, like the same thing.
He's got a .519 ERA.
The good thing about the pitches is that they can have 2 shutout games and then drop their ERA from .519 to like .320.
Yeah.
Because it's so early.
Yeah, it'd be a lot different if these were relievers. You would need like a perfect season. Bring that down. DeGrom's got a .432, not the worst.
No, Damien. I think Damien's prediction he's gonna be bad, right? Or is that yours?
I don't remember. Let me see if I can pull that up real quick. Bold predictions. DeGrom? Is this Texas?
Swear, look, did you see how good Tatis is doing in AAA?
Yeah, he had a 3-home run game.
He's batting .478 with 2 doubles, 4 home runs, 6 walks.
Wow.
11 for 23.
I mean, Damien's prediction was that no Texas starting pitcher has an ERA over 3.5. So that, that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, he thought they were good. Never mind.
I said, he said Verlander would struggle.
Oh, okay, that's who it was. Who still has not pitched yet.
Nope. So, does that count, I guess?
I guess. Yeah. No.
I mean, Chris Bassett, not he's got a 7.63 ERA.
Yeah.
Rough.
So bad.
Who's leading in saves right now?
I want to say it is Robertson. Oh.
No. Bednar, Hader, Clay Holmes, and Jordan Romano all have 4 saves.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Who did you say?
I said Robertson.
I think he only has 1.
Really?
No. Oh, no, he's got 2. He's got 2.
He's 2? Okay. Because that's odd.
Yeah. Who's leading?
Oh, my prediction. My prediction was about DeGrom.
Oh, was
it? He'll pitch a full season, but have an ERA ERA around 3.3.
I think he'll hit that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Oh wow. All right, I just want to check out. Oh, Jorge Mateo is has seven steals already.
That's insane. I know Volpe just got 1 today or 2 today, something like that. I think he's the.
Who's he actually got on base.
He hit a home run today.
Okay.
He hit a home run. Then he had, I think he walked. I think that's what he did. But
gotcha.
Who's second? Who's in second for steals?
You have Acuna, Mullins, and Miles Straw all with 6.
How much does Rosarena have?
Randy.
What's it, what, like 3?
2.
Oh, come on. I need to test dealing some more bases.
Yeah, he has 2. He was caught once.
Because he last like 3 years, he had the most attempts in stolen bases. So I bet that he will lead the league in stolen bases. And now he's decided, you know, I'm just going to hit 400 and not steal anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a 4-tool player. He's not running anymore.
No, yeah. He's like, nah, I'm not gonna hurt myself.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so it's been a pretty interesting season so far. We had a cycle already. We got so many steals.
Got some surprising teams leading.
Yeah.
Surprise teams playing bad.
The pitch clock has been not so bad.
I actually like it.
Yeah.
Like, the Yankee game started at, what, 7-something, and it's the 7th, top of the 7th, about to be the bottom of the 7th right now. And it's an hour, 30 minutes.
35. Yeah. Because of that, though, some teams have announced that they're pushing beer sales to the 8th inning.
Yeah, but there's a Phillies pitcher, I can't think of his name, he was complaining about it. Yeah, I get it too. Saying it's too dangerous to have people drinking past the 8th inning or past 7th inning. I mean,
right. And like, I agree because like obviously it's a little more rowdy, and then like trying to like they're not sobering up as quickly before they leave.
Yeah, no, I get it. But if they're stopping in the seventh inning is the last inning anyway, these innings have only been 10 minutes. You know what I mean? 15 minutes at this rate.
Yeah.
So it's not much of a difference, honestly. Unless you have a long 7th inning.
Right, yeah, you have like those high-scoring innings.
Because the Yankee game yesterday was 2 hours, I think 10 minutes, and the Twins scored 9 runs in the first inning, and it was still only 2 hours and 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever.
Was it really?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. They posted it yesterday. 2 hours and 25 minutes, sorry. But still, nine runs in the first inning.
Yeah, for nine runs in the first, but still Yankees finishes under 2.5 hours.
They basically still got no hit the entire game, though, so that's, that helped.
Right. Wow. What's this one? All right. The Baltimore-Oakland game from yesterday was just under 3 hours.
That was a high-scoring game, wasn't it?
8-7.
Yeah. That's still under 3 hours. 8-7 game.
Brewers-Padres went 10 innings. They went 2 hours and 51 minutes.
See, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Last year, that would have been 3.5 hours.
For sure. Yeah, so it seems to be between, like, 230, 250 so far. Yeah,
and there's an occasional game. That's like, I think the one Mets game was 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah. But, I mean, for watching it on TV, I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder what the difference is at the stadium, though.
Right.
Like, how fast it goes. Because I would think if you're going to get food at the concession or whatever, how quick it would be.
Yeah, because like when I've gone, I've missed like half an inning or almost a full inning.
Yeah, now you're probably missing two innings.
Yeah.
How long these lines are.
Hey, you just got to eat before the game at this point.
Exactly, yeah. Eat and drink before the game.
Yeah. All right, let's finish up with our players of the week.
All right.
I got Damian's. He went with Brandon Lau, who went 8 for 18, 10 runs scored, a double, 5 home runs, and 12 RBI.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Honestly, you should put the whole Rays on there.
I mean, at this point, yeah. They're
for our page, just put Player of the Week and just put Rays.
Just put the whole logo.
Just put the logo.
I went with Ryan Mountcastle, who went 6 for 24, 5 runs, a double, 4 home runs, and 12 RBI as well.
Hit 2 home runs in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with Luis Arraez, but you have his stats. I don't have them.
Yes, he went. Obviously, he hit for the cycle. But during the week, he went 11 for 19, 4 runs, 2 doubles, a triple, a home run, and 3 RBI.
Imagine going up 19 times and only missing 7 times.
I wish.
Yeah, right.
I wish.
We'll be doing this.
I would definitely be on the field somewhere.
Yeah, winning batting titles.
Yeah, going 11 for 19 every week.
Yeah.
But
that'd be crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, that'll be it for this week's episode. We'll be back possibly next week. If not, we'll wait another week if anything newsworthy happens. But yeah, keep checking us out on our socials. We post pretty much every day, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. And until our next episode, peace.
See ya.